The early evolution of our brains designed us for a fight or flight response. And when we're placed in a stressful situation, it's natural to have anxiety. But that doesn't mean that we need to succumb to those fear feelings, because there are ways to shift out of those states and to live in a much more peaceful place. The driving force of the anxiety is fear of lack. The position of being in a state of lack is a point of view that the personal self, or what we usually call the ego, has, or the ego personality. It approaches situations from the point of view of what it doesn't have, what it lacks. And so it does everything it can to acquire, and it has some tools to do that. But it starts with the basic premise of not having. And the point of view of the soul, on the other hand, is to see things not as separate from itself, but as an aspect of itself. And much of our experience centers around the perception that we don't have enough. There's something missing. But what is it that holds us in that perception? Where does that come from? It certainly is not the soul, because the soul knows and experiences oneness with all there is. So there is no lack in the soul. So our experience of not having enough or being in a state of lack in certain areas must come from some aspect of our consciousness that is not connected with all there is. And that is precisely what we call the ego. Lack can be expressed in so many ways, from not having enough in the bank to not having enough love and not having enough talent to not having enough education. And on and on, and it can lead to a sense of being immobilized, no movement, not knowing what to do next. In reality, everyone in our lives is just playing a role, being a mirror for us, reflecting back to us what our consciousness believes that we need. All the beings in our life are just reflectors of our own consciousness, regardless of the consciousness of the person in your life. That has nothing to do with the role that they're playing for you. They're simply mirrors for you. They're simply mirrors. And so this eliminates the justification to blame anyone for our experience. To clear many of the issues that seem to control us, we must clear the attachments to the universe of struggle and strain and fighting and anticipating a crisis and disaster, and always keep ahead of whatever is thought to be chasing you, and especially the way you store it in your body. So let's begin the meditation portion of this session by assuming a comfortable and relaxing position so you can go deeply inside and be in touch with the deepest parts of yourself. So close your eyes if you've not yet done so, and take a comfortable breath in through your nose and hold it for a moment. And then let it gently out your mouth and feel yourself relaxing, letting go of the outside world so you can embrace the inside world. And to help you do this, we're going to use the body as a means of letting go. So begin by noticing the feelings in your whole head. Just notice any sensations by putting a momentary focus on whatever draws your attention in your head. Your head, your face. It doesn't matter what the sensation is. Just notice anything at all that you sense in your head, around your head, or in your face. And then say to that sensation, I acknowledge you and I bless you with relaxation, love, and peace. Separate your teeth slightly and notice the differences in the way your face feels when you do that. And next, slowly move your awareness deep into your chest and give permission as you go along through your body for your body to receive blessings of peace and love and relaxation, and sense and feel an expanding comfort as you put your attention there. Moving your awareness down into your abdomen, noticing and touching each part of your belly with your consciousness. And acknowledge any tightness that might be there, or any contraction, and give yourself permission to send peace, love, relaxation, and healing there. The process that we're going to be working with is the soul, and utilizing what I would call soul manifestation. And that has the point of view that the source of all that you want is already within you. And to bring that into your experience, all you must do is create the internal space of self-permission and hold the intention for that to appear in your experience. There are any number of things that you hold within yourself, besides the things that you consciously want. See if any of these are familiar. Trying to make things better. Searching for more answers and information. Forcing things to happen. Trying to attract and pull things to yourself. These are all motivated by a perception of lack, not having, and the perception of surely needing. So allow yourself to be with whatever's coming up, especially any tightening around any of these things. You want to acknowledge the consciousness of lack that lives within you and which motivates you. So say to yourself, I acknowledge the consciousness of lack. I forgive myself for tension and strain for feeling lack. I forgive myself for holding a consciousness of lack. Scan through your body for any places where you notice you have been holding on to the tension caused by lack. And give yourself permission to simply be with those feelings of holding energy, tightening energy, that come from lack or scarcity. And sense self-forgiveness for holding on to the tension and strain over a sense of lack. In other words, invite forgiveness into the areas where you feel the tightness or the holding of lack. So that if there's any sense of lack or any questions about lack, searching, forcing, trying, struggling, pulling, pushing, any of those kinds of tendencies inhabit some place within your body or your energy field. And you want to bring the presence of self-forgiveness into those places in your body. So wherever you feel it, you can breathe into and speak into those places and say, I forgive myself for holding this. I forgive myself for holding a consciousness of lack. Let it penetrate deeply as you breathe the words into those areas, bringing in total deep forgiveness and release. The ego never believes there is enough. It is always seeking more. So acknowledge the part of you that holds on to any sense that there is not enough. Not enough of whatever is perceived to be in lack. And that could include love, relationships, opportunities, money, time, friends, talents, or just about anything else. You might even know or think that's not the right way to be thinking, but a part of you still holds on to it. And it's important to acknowledge that. Bring your attention to it in order to release it. So you're not imposing a condition or a requirement or a judgment. You're simply being gently present with however you hold lack within yourself. Perhaps the areas where you feel stuck or immobilized are really just informing you that these are areas where there is lack. And you want to explore these areas a little bit and feel how your body feels when you recall an area of your life. Or there may simply be a sensation that exists in the body, a feeling of being stuck, a feeling of being immobilized, a feeling of tightness anywhere, or having a lack of space, or not getting around to something that you wished you had. You're just noticing it without judgment, regardless of whatever may have shown up. There might be resentment or discouragement. And you just want to notice the amount of room or space that has been given to that perception of lack or scarcity. Perhaps a lack of trust. Just embrace and know that a part of you has been holding on to lack and scarcity. It has nothing to do with whether you are a good or bad person. It's just simply energy that has occupied space within you. And that could be and would be used by the soul to express abundance and satisfaction and plenty. So also have room to embrace a part of you that judges or compares or is critical of other people's success or has any pettiness in those areas. You're just noticing at this point. These are all aspects of the energy of scarcity. Lack, not having enough. And we recognize it is the ego that feels it never has enough. It never believes there is enough to give it ultimate, complete safety, security, and fulfillment. And we're wanting to heal all those places that have been holding those beliefs and feelings. We're certainly not wanting to judge the ego or make it feel badly about all this, because those reactions don't really help heal the situation. In fact, they more or less continue the problem rather than heal the problem. We want to be big enough to own the space that we've given to scarcity and lack. And just being with the presence of that and feeling it actually begins bringing the presence of the soul and the true self with healing to it. Now, one of the ways lack presents itself is when we're suffering in some way. We may think that we're being punished, or that we're paying for our past mistakes, or we haven't paid enough yet with our pain. This is often what we think. Maybe you've had the thought that God, or the universe, or karma are not finished beating you up yet. And there's more lack and more suffering and struggling due to you. Maybe there's a sense that you must have done something bad somewhere and sometime in the past, or why else would you be having these issues now? Maybe you hurt someone, or maybe you did something in a past life that you have no conscious memory of, but God knows. And some part of you knows. And now whoever is keeping track of these things is trying to get you to pay. And one of the ways you can pay is with money challenges and working harder. So work becomes punishment. It feels like you are a puppet and someone else is pulling your strings and won't stop. They won't let you rest. You must work harder and longer. They grind you down. No matter how long or hard you work, it's never enough. Just acknowledge any of these things going on inside of you. Notice if you sense any contraction or tightening up. And say the following to yourself. Make these words your own. I'm willing to surrender and release the need to be punished. I'm willing to surrender and release the need to pay for my past by suffering now. Feel and acknowledge the surrender. There's two aspects. This is not just a mental process of repeating words, but it's connecting with what the words represent. I am willing to surrender and release the need to pay for my past by suffering now. I am willing to surrender and release the need to believe that I must suffer or pay the price for being bad. I'm willing to surrender and release the need to believe I must suffer or pay the price for causing harm in the past. Perhaps using your intention and imagination to create a vortex above you to lift off the energies that you are surrendering and releasing, the thought forms, the beliefs, the energy patterns that have gone into these things, taking it back to the center of creation where it is neutralized. I'm willing to surrender and release the need to believe that I could never do enough to pay the price for my past. Lifting and releasing. Letting go. I'm willing to surrender and release the need to suffer more. Letting go, lifting and releasing. I am willing to surrender and release the need to owe others for something I did in the past. I am willing to surrender and release the need for karmic debts, obligations, or responsibilities. And now just listen. Denial is what the ego does to try to protect you from pain, and yet it really can't. Your mind equates denial with refuting. Refuting would say something is definitely not true and therefore I do not accept this. What the denial pattern is really trying to do is pretend that the pattern is not there. So denial is the ego's version of refuting. Refuting is a good process because it declares your truth and acknowledges your true self, which is in an enlightened state, and therefore it does not attach to or identify with negative traits. Refuting is a form of disidentification, which enables you to surrender and release pain and suffering. Denial, on the other hand, is a defense mechanism that does not work. Say the following words to yourself and make them your own. I am willing to surrender and release the need for punishment. I am willing to surrender and release the need for punishment for anything which I believe I did was wrong or bad. I am willing to surrender and release the need for all unresolved karmic agreements, which may have caused loss or pain to myself or others. I am willing to surrender and release the need for beliefs I have not paid the full price for my past. I am willing to surrender and release the need for beliefs I have not already yet paid the full price for my past. Feeling it lift, allowing the vortex to do what it does to remove the energetics of the thought form. And now just listen. Part of the reason we set ourselves up for difficulties is the memory of the pain that you've gone through. You may have been threatened with losing money, or losing employment, or losing a house, or losing a relationship. And these issues have a lot of strong fear and other emotional content, which sets up a very deep pattern. And the pattern then calls on the memory of your history, reminding you, remember when you suffered something similar? Well, watch out. This could happen again. This could be coming your way right now, so be very careful. And so what we do is we use our own history to validate an imagined threat when there isn't even a threat. But by virtue of acknowledging the possibility of something that could be threatening, you set yourself up to manifest a threat because we live in a mirror universe. and it reflects back to us what we hold in our consciousness. We say there is no free lunch for me. There may be for other people, but not me. So we live through our past. We live as though our past is not our past, as if it's still true and real right now. And even if we believe something happened in a past life, we live now as if the pattern is still real. So we are hypnotized into believing it is real today. In every life, there are certain obstacles, which are automatically created by forces that we have set in motion in the past. If you look back on your life, you'll see that some, if not many of the things that you have suffered with, seem to be expertly, perhaps even intentionally, manufactured motivators for you. You may have marveled at the circumstances and said, "Wow, it is amazing how this was set up in the most intricate way to challenge me. It hits me where I was the most vulnerable." And if you have noticed this, you're not alone, because that is what happens to everyone. Say to yourself, "I'm willing to surrender and release all need for denial." I am willing to surrender and release the need for straining, struggling, and trying. I'm willing to surrender and release the need for pain. You may notice that all these releasing statements that I'm having you do are all addressing fabrications held in the mind and the ego to justify a false perception of consequences. In other words, false reasons for lack, false beliefs to support struggle. The universe gives us what we project into it. And if the ego holds any belief of struggling, straining, pain, trying, forcing, needing, it's coming from a place of lack, a place where it believes there's not enough, or we need to be punished. And those are all fabrications. Say these words to yourself: "I'm willing to surrender and release the need for not being enough." I'm willing to surrender and release the need for not being good enough. I'm willing to surrender and release the need for not having enough. Many people are living just waiting for the next shoe to drop. They have an anticipation of, "Oh, what now?" This is a negative expectancy and a fear of the future that's built on the observation, fear, and belief that our lives go from one struggle to another. That's the philosophy of the ego. Because that's all it knows. Think about how your day is just one story connected to another story. That's the human condition. The mass consciousness reflects how the majority have brought into a never-ending struggle of what they think of when they think of what they call their life. Most people think of their life as a series of stories of struggle. And what's amazing is that even those who seem to be above and beyond this perception are influenced by it in some areas in their life. So you find that those who have a lot of money may not have some of the problems others who have less have, but the same mass consciousness gets to them in other ways where they feel lack. Maybe it affects their health. Maybe they have difficulties with relationships. Maybe they feel unfulfilled or not happy, or they live with stress. When you are in touch with the inner presence of love and light that is guiding your life, then you're not in resistance to what the universe is bringing to you. When you release the resistance, the only thing the universe can bring to you is more goodness, love, and light. Now that might seem like a very bold statement, but not when you realize that the only reason you wouldn't have all goodness, love, and light is because you are in resistance to it. Reconnecting with your deepest inner truth, then, is the most important thing to determine your experience of life. And this, of course, has to be more than just an idea. It has to be much more than words, or even more than a belief. It must become your realization, become your consciousness, your awakening to your deepest inner truth. Beneath all the form is love, light, and goodness. That is the nature of existence below the level of the five senses. You don't experience love with your five senses. You don't experience goodness with your five senses. You don't experience fulfillment with your five senses. You don't experience happiness with your five senses. So let's drop below the five senses and below the mind into the inner experience of the nature of the underlying reality of existence, to sense, experience, realize, and know that all is love, light, and goodness in abundance. Somehow we naturally believe the past is somehow true in the present. For instance, it seems logical that if money were lost in an investment in the past, or a stupid mistake caused us to lose money in the past, we could conclude that therefore we are stupid and unlucky now. There's an inner belief that we are vulnerable to doing something in the present or the future that will replicate the losses of the past. And yet the past is nothing but a memory. It has no real existence other than what we project onto it. So we must find a way then to stop living through the past as a determiner of our present or our future. Say to yourself, I am willing to surrender and release the need for my past. I am willing to surrender and release the need for my past. Repeat it again and let's go deeper. I am willing to surrender and completely release the need for my past. You see, when you let go of the past, then you are automatically in the present moment. And the ego is nothing more than a big warehouse of past experiences. So in that one statement of releasing, you let go of a whole lot of ego. And this doesn't just mean your past when you were a child, or when you were in some bad relationship, or you had a bad investment 10 years ago, but all the past of what you thought you were, even just an hour ago, or 5 seconds ago, and of course, lifetimes ago, because the past is only a memory, not a reality. So be willing to let it all go, so you can be a complete recreation in the present moment. A creation that is an expression of your deepest soul. You're willing to do this opens tremendous space for the truth of you to come through. You release the space occupied by the past and open to your highest enlightened truth. If you had a giant warehouse filled with stories and boxes and ideas and beliefs and conclusions, and that warehouse was a giant warehouse, and you empty it out, you completely clear it and dissolve the warehouse, how much more space does that enable your soul to come through? So as you release the space occupied the past, you open to your highest enlightened truth. Say these words to yourself now. I send the light of truth and transformation into all of my perceptions of my past. I send the light of truth and transformation into all the ways I hold the past. I send the light of truth and transformation into all of my beliefs about my past. I ask the fully enlightened consciousness of my soul to fully merge and blend into my past. I ask the fully enlightened consciousness of my soul to fully merge and blend into my life stream, all the way back to the moment of my creation. Now there's something else we can do. Since the past is only in consciousness, why not reclaim all that you lost in the past? In the realm of consciousness and energetic mastery, this would be a simple procedure. So say these words to yourself and make them your own. I ask God, the universe, and all the powers that be to reimburse me all I have lost in the past. Plus interest. I ask God, the universe, and all the powers that be to reimburse me all I have lost in the past, plus interest. I ask God, the universe, and all the powers that be to reimburse me all I have lost in the past, plus interest. I ask money and blessings of all goodness, abundance, health, and riches in all ways to find me rather than my being in pursuit of it. I ask money and blessings of all goodness, abundance, health, and riches in all ways to find me rather than my being in pursuit of it. I ask money and blessings of all goodness, abundance, health, and riches in all ways to find me rather than my being in pursuit of it. I ask the fully enlightened awareness of my soul to fully merge and integrate into all of my losses and lack from all lifetimes. I ask the fully enlightened consciousness of my soul to fully activate the forces of creation and attraction to restore all I have lost. Now just listen. You have probably noticed that there is a tendency at times to feel ignorant or stupid, as though you're being controlled or manipulated by some unseen outside force. There is an unconscious predisposition to make the wrong investment or pick the wrong horse and then go into some judgment about it. It's important to release all regret, because the energy of regret begets more things that cause you to regret. It creates a downward spiral. You want to forgive yourself of any criticism, blame, regrets, or beliefs you should be punished more for things that you did in the past, or for poor decisions, or decisions which may have caused others to have loss. So say the following words to yourself and make them your own. I am willing to surrender and release all thoughts, beliefs, and feelings I need to be punished. I am willing to surrender and release all thoughts, beliefs, and feelings I need to pay for my past by suffering now. I am willing to surrender and release all thoughts, beliefs, and feelings I need to suffer or pay the price for being bad or causing harm in the past. I am willing to surrender and release all thoughts, beliefs, and feelings I could never do enough to pay the price for my past. Now just listen. A paradigm that people have bought into that keeps them in mediocrity and justifies why they don't have things they would like to have is that the universe will just give you what you need, not necessarily what you want. This belief is that there is a being or a force outside of themselves that said, "Of course, I will provide for all of your needs. But that's all I will promise you." This is just another false perception and projection of lack in the mass consciousness that you may have picked up. It's in the airwaves, so to speak, so it's easy to get caught by it. Bring your consciousness now to your heart center and your soul center in the center of your chest. Bring your attention to your spiritual heart. This is the doorway to your divinity, your soul, your completeness. It's here that we're going to let the energy of abundance, which is a power deep within our true self, to come forth. And you will find that it's not even about what you have or how much you have or what you've accomplished or accumulated. We've given some time to be with how we hold scarcity and lack, we're going to make even more room for a completeness of our understanding of abundance. Abundance is a state of consciousness, and it's not to be confused with possession or having a lot of things, but it could include that. What I'm speaking about is abundance as a state of consciousness that is part of the consciousness of goodness and your soul that is guiding your life. That is what allows us to feel abundance. So at your heart and soul center, let's take a few moments to ask your inner awareness to come forth. We're going to spend the next few minutes just feeling the energy and the consciousness of abundance. But you have to let go of the image of what abundance means. So let go of the idea and just be open to it as a quality of energy and a state of consciousness that communicates completeness, wholeness, fullness, and that communicates a reassurance that inner goodness guides your life. Attuning and aligning with the consciousness of abundance. The consciousness of abundance changes thinking. An abundance consciousness reorients the way you view life and the workings of the universe. If you just try to change your thinking with prosperity affirmations, you will not necessarily change your consciousness around abundance. And you do want to be connected with the consciousness of abundance, because abundance is a way of being in the world by living in trust through your highest inner guidance. So take some time and call forth your consciousness of abundance. It's already there. It's the very nature of the universe, and therefore it's also the nature of your soul. And so you put your attention on your heart center and ask for it to come into your awareness. Say these words: I attune to my abundant soul. I merge into abundance. I feel abundance even more now. I acknowledge I am not creating abundance, but welcoming it to emerge in my awareness. Any resistance to abundance is a revelation of the areas that most need to feel the emergence of the consciousness of abundance. So in a sense, you're calling to truth and light to enter into any resistance. You're calling for a reconnection with your inner divine truth, which is abundance. And we're staying with this because abundance is the energy of positive manifestation in the form of goodness in our lives. It is the intrinsic nature of life itself, and we're calling ourselves into harmony and alignment with that deep truth, that abundance is the energy of positive manifestation in the form of goodness in our lives. Now, we've all had areas in our lives where we have manifested lack, and that is a denial of what we are. We want to realize and sustain an awareness of the abundance that we are. So invite the light and consciousness of abundance to merge deeper into your consciousness your awareness and your realization, and especially into any areas where you sense there is lack. Invite abundance into areas in your life where you may have felt you were lacking spiritually. I call forth the light and consciousness of abundance. I merge deeply with the light and consciousness of abundance. I fully and deeply integrate the light and consciousness of abundance. The disparity that we are dealing with is that the spiritual part of us lives in a universe of abundance and happiness and fulfillment, while the physical self lives in a universe of lack and limitation, and the two universes do not seem to come together or intersect. So people generally feel controlled by many physical limitations, such as a lack of health, a lack of control, a lack of love, a lack of prosperity, a lack of the car that they want, a lack of the home they want, and all the other things they want. As if all of those things has a power that is outside of them beyond their control. The big key to know is that there is something inside the way you perceive, judge, and react to what you have in your internal space that creates the outward manifestation. Let that one sink in, because it is a real key to enlightenment on abundance. That there's something inside the way you perceive, judge, and react to what you have in your internal space that creates the outward manifestation. And this includes the conditions as well as the perception of the conditions. And perception, we know, is an inside job. And it plays off of statements such as, I don't deserve, I'm not good enough, there's something wrong with me, this is just my little piece of the universe, this is all I get the crumbs that fall from the master's table. In addition, what is amazing is that the actual conditions are also formed inside of us, reflecting beliefs like, I can only have so much, I can only make so much, I have bad luck. I make stupid mistakes. I'm never in the right place at the right time. I was not born with the right birth sign or the right parents. I don't know the right people. I don't have a high enough IQ. I didn't get the right education. This is not my lifetime to become enlightened. Maybe the next lifetime I'll be talented, rich, and famous. Did any of those statements trigger any memories, thoughts, or reactions? Each of those statements is a powerful creator. Those statements manifest and they create a reality around you according to your beliefs. So now come back to the consciousness of abundance. Let yourself be open to receive the consciousness and realizations of abundance. Say yes to abundance. I surrender to abundance. I welcome abundance into my darkest thoughts of limitation. Welcome abundance into the areas where there has been any sense or belief in lack. And notice any areas that argue against abundance, and surrender yourself to allow the attachment to lack to lift from you as you embrace the truth that underlies everything which is abundance. I call forth the light and consciousness of abundance. I call to the universe of abundance. I merge deeply with the light and consciousness of abundance. I fully integrate the light and consciousness of abundance. I say yes to abundance. This is a time now for you to ask for what you want. We've connected with the universe of abundance, so the doors are open. This is a perfect time to ask for what you want. Asking from your heart and soul with deep sincerity. Asking from the consciousness of abundance. Express gratitude. Heartfelt gratitude is a door opener. Maintaining your connection with a deep place of abundance within you. Take a deep breath and stretch out and open your eyes into the world of abundance. Receiving the presence of the abundance that radiates from your soul and the light of your divine essence into the depths of your being. Harmonizing your body, your brain, and everything in you and around you into the perfect functioning, filled with a consciousness of abundance. And as you shift your awareness into the room where you are meditating and being present in this moment, feel your body in this space with this new consciousness. Know and allow this integration process to continue day and night, long after the meditation is over. You've engaged a process that continues as long as necessary. Feel the presence of this moment where you're doing the meditation, becoming more fully aware of yourself in this moment. Gently opening your eyes and feel the body with your eyes open. This is an important part of the process to help you integrate the meditation. Feel into the subtle energies around you, tuning into these energies as you go to sleep tonight, with the intent of continuing the deepening integration process of bringing the universe and the consciousness of abundance all through you. Enjoy the presence of all of these energies and have pleasant dreams and pleasant experiences until we connect again the next time. May you be blessed with love and light always.